So maybe we can get into some of your cases and get into these and other points. Why don't we start out talking about your 46-year-old lady?
Sure. So this is a patient who I treated, a 46-year-old woman who presented with advanced stage classical Hodgkin lymphoma. She had B symptoms at presentation, nodal disease above and below the diaphragm. Standard therapy, virtually any patient who's sufficiently fit and well with adequate organ function is with ABVD, which cures the majority of both limited and advanced stage patients, and that's what this patient received. She did achieve initial remission, but unfortunately progressed relatively shortly thereafter and underwent second-line therapy with ICE. She again achieved a response to ICE and underwent autologous stem cell transplant.
Could I just interrupt you there and ask about the issue of induction prior to transplant or bridge to transplant, which has always been as what this patient got, which was ICE. But bevacizumab has been looked at. It seems like it didn't really get very much uptake. What about checkpoint inhibitors in this space and also the combination of bevacizumab and checkpoint inhibitors in this space?
And that investigation is ongoing, and I think that's a potentially great idea. It's true that brentuximab alone was evaluated, and only a minority of patients achieved a sufficient response to move right to transplant. The majority of those patients did need additional intensive chemotherapy to get there. So starting with the chemotherapy up front means you're going to generally move the majority of patients to transplant quicker. You know, whether brentuximab plus something else, either brentuximab plus salvage chemotherapy or brentuximab plus a checkpoint inhibitor, which might be the best case scenario, is a matter of clinical investigation and may very well ultimately replace it. But right now, I would say standard reinduction chemotherapy remains the treatment of choice.
I was going to ask you about the combination of bevacizumab and a checkpoint inhibitor, because I know it has been piloted, I think, even up front in older patients.
Correct.
When you think about that combination, in your mind, is it sort of additive or synergistic?
I don't know yet. I think it's too early to say. I think there's a really thoughtful rationale in the combination. One is a very targeted cytotoxic in the brentuximab vedotin. The other is targeted in the microenvironment. By a targeted cytotoxicity, you may release more antigen and thus improve activation in the setting of an immune checkpoint inhibitor. I think it's a great combination. I think they act through completely different and potentially synergistic mechanisms, but purely hypothesis at this point.